This is the Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
John chapter 6 and verse 15. When Jesus perceived that they were about to come and take him by force to make him king, he departed again to the mountain by himself alone. Now when evening came, his disciples went down to the sea, got into the boat, and went over the sea toward Capernaum. And it was already dark, and Jesus had not come to them. Then the sea arose, because a great wind was blowing. So when they had rowed about 3 or 4 miles, they saw Jesus walking on the sea and drawing near the boat, and they were afraid. But he said to them, "It is I, do not be afraid." Then they willingly received him into the boat, and immediately the boat was at land where they were going. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Christ.
May the words of my mouth, meditation of my heart, be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. You know, there are several accounts of that same story in different gospels. Some will just add a little extra thing or say it a little bit different. But one of the Gospels says that as Jesus was on the mountain praying, this is in the middle of the night, and there on the Sea of Galilee, and there's a storm that comes up, that Jesus could see them through the darkness, and they were several miles away from where he was. And seeing them straining at the oar, then it says that he came to them walking on the water. And of course they were weirded out because it scared them. And there's a number of things that scripture is saying to us. One of the things I love about the Bible, after all these decades of studying it, I never stop discovering. And I discovered some things this morning about a different set of verses, but of course Bracken intercepted that by doing such a great job of reading those scriptures. He intercepted me again. The Bible is like a hologram. You can look in one direction on the scripture of scripture, and it says one thing, and look another way, and it says something else, as long as it doesn't contradict the breadth of Scripture. So it's endless, the discovery of what God is saying to us and teaching us about His ways. So one of the things, when Bracken was reading that, that the Lord just reminded me of, is that I think all of us can relate to this, particularly in the last couple of years, because of the pandemic and other things, is that it seems like we've walked through a really dark time. And that's corporately, as a people. It appears as if the church is going through a dark time because of all the things that are happening. So it appears to be. And there's a storm. There's a spiritual storm going on. There's all kinds of storms in the, not literal, but culturally and every other way. And it can be scary. And many of us have gone through personal storms in the darkness. There's a place, I think I quoted this in one of the devotionals last week. I love the scripture from chapter 3 of the Song of Solomon, describing what it means to be in Christ. And it uses the term, the traveling couch of Solomon. And so you had this couch, which was about the size of a love seat, and you have this Shulamite, the bride, sitting on the couch next to him, a perfect picture of being in Christ, leaning on her beloved. And as they're carrying them through the wilderness, carrying her through the wilderness of this fallen world, it says metaphorically about Jesus and his angelic host, 60 mighty men surrounded traveling couch of Solomon, all of them welders of the sword and expert in war. Each man has a sword at his side, guarding against the terrors of the night. When we walk through things, so we can apply this truth to all the other examples I gave, corporately, what the church is going on, going through, the body of Christ, but let's make it personal. When you go through stuff, like in the terrors of night, those things, not physically at night, but just a dark time, and it's filled with terror. That one of the things, that story that Bracken Red is trying to say, is that even though it may feel like you're alone, and nobody knows what you're going through, and nobody knows the details of what you're going through, no matter how much they explain it, you explain it to them, and they try to help, they still don't really hit the nail on the head, that Jesus can see through the darkness, no matter how far away you think he is, and he knows exactly what's going on. That's important, because you may not even know what's going on or what's happening, but he knows what's going on. I heard about a couple of friends this morning who were going through some really tough stuff, and one in particular who's kind of placed in hospice care. And I know the family is going through one of those times where there's this storm, it brings terror to it, and a lot of unknown, and there's always a lot of questions like why, what's happening, and why is it happening? And it's important for us, for them, for us to remember that when you go through things, and it's scary in the darkness, that Jesus is absolutely aware of what's happening. He can pierce through the darkness. He knows what's going on. He's still in control. The enemy may be on the attack, but God is still in control. Doesn't mean that God caused it, but God is in control. Another thing that Jesus did is that then he came to them in the middle of the night when they were frightened the most, doing something supernatural, walking on the water, as if to demonstrate to them that no matter how scary it might be, I'm more powerful than this. I'm the God of the supernatural. Now, the interesting thing was, is that particular story of the water, walking on the water, is that when Jesus calmed the storm, they realized they were not very far from the shore, probably less than 100 yards. This is a couple of feet of water. They didn't know that. Whenever you and I go through something, one, we need to know that Jesus knows exactly what's happening, no matter how dark it is, no matter how confusing it is, no matter how scary it is, no matter how terrifying it is. Secondly, that Jesus is supernatural, and he's bigger than the storm. He's the God of the miraculous. See, but sometimes people don't get healed. Why? I don't know. But he can still do supernatural things when it doesn't turn out the way you thought it was going to. It's not like he's disappeared. He can do redemptive things that bring about a cluster of stuff that's beyond your imagination. Kind of like in the book of Esther. When Haman made that decree for all the Jews to be destroyed, and everybody was panicking in the streets who were Jewish, weeping, sackcloth, ashes. The whole time God was setting the enemy up to suffer a crushing defeat. They couldn't see that. It had to be worked out in time and space for them to see it. But when we walk by faith, we don't have to wait for it to be worked out in time and space to see it. The very fact that Jesus walks on water, he'll either do something about the situation miraculously because he's big enough, but if he doesn't, it means there's lots of other miraculous stuff that Jesus is going to do, and we can trust him without understanding, without seeing, because he sees clearly what's going on and clearly what his purposes are. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.